Welcome back, everybody. So Dan, you have a quiz for Esmeralda and I.
Yes.
And this involves TV theme songs. What is the setup for this?
Okay. So these questions, the answers to these questions are in the TV theme song. So, for example, if I was to ask you, how long was the tour that Gilligan's Island castaways were supposed to be on?
And I would say 3 days. No, 3 hours.
3 hour tour.
3 hour
right.
tour.
Because at the beginning of the song, it was
right.
a three hour tour. So it's that kind of thing.
So we had that listener who called in and said, hey, what's the first thing you hear? It's about a man named Jed. So that was another little one right there. So it's like lyrics or whatever.
Correct.
From the TV theme song. So it's a trivia question about the show, and the answer is in the
theme
song.
I will give you the show. I will ask you the question, and you tell me the answer.
So should we keep track of the score here?
Sure, if you'd like to.
I will. Let me do that. Hang on a second for a minute.
I got to bend over.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Our chairs are real high.
Yeah. And?
And the garbage can is real low. And I wanted to get a piece of scratch paper so I could keep score.
As opposed to just flipping over one of the five in front of you?
No, I can't do that. These are discarded. I have to use discarded.
Okay.
I have to use discarded. Sorry.
We should get taller garbage cans.
Well, I'd still have to reach down, though.
That's true.
I mean?
We should make them taller. We don't want you breaking in half.
Yeah, okay. We want you to get hurt.
All right.
Workman's comp.
if I were in better shape, it wouldn't be such a big deal. But that, you know, I'm a fat bastard and I'm old and I'm out of shape. So, okay, well, I'll keep score. Do we have a prize at the for this, I wonder? Any zombies?
My admiration and affection.
Oh, okay. Just admiration and affection. All right.
That's priceless.
Thanks, absolutely priceless.
Thanks, Esmeralda.
How about a lifetime supply of milk?
No, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start.
All right. Here we go.
So
You know what? Let's start with Esmeralda.
Oh, Esmeralda, go and have it.
Esmeralda, the show is The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple choice, by the way, folks. Where did Will spend most of his days? The beach, the library, the playground, or the street?
Playground.
Playground was where he spent most of his days.
Chilling out, maxing.
Relaxing all cool.
Some b-ball.
Outside of the school.
I'm so glad you started with Esmeralda. I would have never gotten
started
that.
Started making trouble in his neighborhood.
One little fight.
And his mom got scared.
She said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle to Bel Air.
Wow. Do 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 do.
Should we keep going?
You guys done?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you started with Esmeralda. Seriously.
All right, this is perfect for you. The Addams Family is the TV show.
Yeah.
What is the Addams Family house? A mansion, a museum, a shop, or an office?
A museum.
That is correct.
Did you hear they're rebooting it?
Come on.
Animated?
Really? Mm. Animated?
Yeah, the people from Sausage Party are going to be behind it.
Oh, God. So it's going to be R-rated and have pot jokes in it?
I think it's going to be a TV show.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what I saw.
All right.
Esmeralda, the show is SpongeBob SquarePants.
Mm, mm-hmm.
What kind of fruit does SpongeBob SquarePants live in?
Come on.
A pineapple.
That's correct.
Come on.
Nick, the show is The Jeffersons.
Yeah.
What did The Jeffersons finally get a piece of? Action, cake, pie, or mind?
Pie.
That is correct. Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
The Flintstones is the TV show.
Hmm.
From what town is the modern Stone Age family from? Pebble Rock, Stone Face, Bed Root, or Bedrock?
Bedrock.
That's correct.
Was it Stone Face?
Stone Face.
All right.
Stone Face.
Show is the Brady Bunch.
Oh, brother.
All of the girls had hair of what color, just like their mother?
Gold.
That is correct. Esmeralda.
We're doing very well, by the way, Esmeralda.
Unfortunately,
this question is not for Nick, because he created the show Friends is the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
What did no one tell you was going to be this way? Was it life, jobs, money, or love?
Oh, man. Noah, told you. Life.
That is correct. The show is cheers, Nick.
Oh.
What does making your way in the world take?
It's everything you got.
It's got everything you got. That is correct.
It sounded so somber when you said that.
Esmeralda, the show is the Powerpuff Girls.
Mm.
What have Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup dedicated their lives to fighting? Was it villainy, crime, wrongdoing, or offenses?
Wrongdoing.
Nick?
Villainy.
Crime.
Oh, crime?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Both wrong.
How did I miss that?
Wow. I was kind of surprised.
Wow.
The show is Arthur.
What? What?
What kind of day is it? Wonderful, magnificent,
oh, come on.
Merry, or fantastic?
Oh, man.
Wonderful.
You are correct.
Oh.
Did you know that or you just guessed?
No, I just completely guessed.
I don't know. You can watch Arthur.
How do I get Arthur right and I miss Powerpuff Girls? Powerpuff Girls, I have every episode at home on DVD. Every single episode.
It's a bizarro world.
It is nuts.
Esmeralda, the show is Three's Company.
Uh-oh. Call Andy.
Yep. What are hers and hers and his? Clothes, kisses, laughs, or food?
Oh, man. Laughs.
Kisses.
Kisses.
Darn.
And actually, that is the last question.
Oh, I won.
What? So by how much?
5-4.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's two more.
Oh! Well, I've celebrated too early. Yes.
That's what you get.
Gilligan's Island is the show. Who was brave and sure on the 3-hour tour? Was it the professor, a millionaire, the mate, or the skipper?
Wow.
Hmm.
Skipper?
That is correct.
I just said that because of his position.
That's a good call.
Not that I remember anything. Very, I remember the song.
Yep. Esmeralda, the show is Pokemon. What is your cause? C-A-U-S-E. What is your cause? To train Pokemon, to name Pokemon, to fight Pokemon, or to own Pokemon?
To train.
That is correct.
Wow. Well, I won.
It's either train or own. I didn't know which.
6-5. So there you go. I don't understand what happened with the Powerpuff Girls. I'm just very disappointed in myself.
You should have sung the theme.
Yeah, the part of the fun.
Yeah, that's what I should have sung the theme. But except that that's spoken word though.
Well, then you should have spoken worded it to yourself.
So the cab pulled up to the house. I said to the driver, "Yo, home. Smell you later."
I looked in my kingdom. I was finally there.
Sit on my throne as the King of Bel Air.
Do 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 do.
Did you guys see the bit that they did on SNL this past season, with Jessica Chastain hosting, where Chris Redd played the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, and they did the theme song, but he got trapped by the Japanese mob. And everybody got killed, and so I mean, you have to see it. I can't really describe it, but they did a takeoff on the opening credits and the theme, but it just gets really bloody, and everybody dies. So, all right, well, there you go. I know everything about TV theme songs. No, I don't. But we have a bunch of TV theme songs that we're going to talk about. What are your favorites? 312-981-7200. Best TV theme songs of all time. Maybe we'll hear a few of them. And what are your favorites and most memorable? They really don't have TV theme songs anymore. It's a lost art. 312-981-7200. The news is coming up next. Yacht rock at its finest. Toto. 773 area code for 2 for 2. Yeah. Toto. It's a Toto twofer. A lot of alliteration. Toto twofer. That's I'll Be Over You. Oh, Toto. Dan, have you seen the video of Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard performing Africa.
No, but that's fantastic.
It is awesome. And they're like on location, or maybe they're someplace that's subbing for Africa, but it certainly looks like it could be. And they do it completely sincere. Like they're completely sincere version of Africa. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. Toto.
There was a group on America's Got Talent, a choir that sang Africa.
They did?
It was.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see it? And they started with raindrops.
Yes.
They did like clicking of their fingers. Like,
and it
rain.
Totally sounded like rain.
It was really cool.
Wow.
They're still in it too. Well, the last time I watched it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
It was beautiful. You'll have to check it out.
I will definitely.
Huge choir of like 150 people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It was really beautiful.
Oh, okay. I don't watch that show, so I'll have to look for that.
Toto 2?
Toto Twofer.
I love when you say that.
Yeah.
So crack up.
All right. Mary, do you have a favorite TV theme song?
Oh, I don't know. I got to think about that.
Yeah. Think about it. We're going to be talking about that because Esmeralda and I just had a quiz about TV theme songs.
Well, the Moving On Out one is always the best.
Moving On Up.
Yeah, Moving On Up, sorry.
Yeah. To the
up,
east
out,
side.
Whichever way.
My favorite's got to be on the list.
Which one?
Cheers.
Cheers is number one on this list.
Absolutely, hands down, best
or
TV.
Or the stupid Friends one, yeah.
That's gotta be on a catchy one, yeah.
Yeah.
But Cheers is the best.
Now, let me ask you a question, though. I should know this since I created Friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that song was written specifically to be the theme song for Friends. I think it was a single.
Yeah, it was a single.
It was like the Rembrandts, right?
Yes.
Right. The Rembrandts released a song and then they used it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that qualifies to...
It does.
It does.
It's on the list.
Oh, okay.
I mean, is there a theme song?
No, I know, but I'm just saying it wasn't like written specifically. Like, clearly, the Cheers song was written specifically for Cheers. And, you know, like songs where they like Gilligan's Island was not a single, and then they decided, oh, that song is good. Let's make an entire TV show based on the plot.
They like the storyline of that song. Like, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah. Wait, we got Chris on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, so my favorite TV theme song would be The Golden Girls.
Ah.
That is a good one.
It was just a classic.
Yeah. That is a good one. Thank you for being a friend. Oh, we got it. Here we go.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true.
Yeah.
You're a pal and a confidant.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. That's a good one, Chris. Nice choice.
That's a shoulder mover.
All right, Chris, take care of a good day. It's a shoulder mover.
Do one of those up and...
That's what you're doing.
Yeah. You snap a couple times.
Remember when they, now we don't have them anymore. There are like there are no TV theme songs anymore. Yeah.
My favorite is Maud.
Well, yeah.
It's a jazzy
that
one.
That's classic.
Anything with B. Arthur.
I guess you like only B. Arthur. Where does Maud come in on this list here? It's got to be on here, right?
It has to be. And then there's Maud.
Wait a minute.
What?
I don't think it is.
Come on.
How is that even remotely how is that even remotely possible? Betsy Ross had it all sewn up.
And then there's Maude.
And then there's Maude. Yeah.
What else? She was in Golden Girls. She was in Maude.
She was in a terrible American version of Fawlty Towers that I can't remember the name of, but anybody who decided that they needed an American version of Fawlty Towers with B. Arthur basically playing Basil Fawlty, not a good idea.
Yeah. Did she play just herself?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. She did the B. Arthur stuff that she always does. Yeah.
I love that every show. It's just her.
Have you seen Fawlty Towers? You've seen Fawlty Towers.
I've seen the one with...
Cleese, with John Cleese. Yeah. So, I mean, that she played that like a female version of that.
Oh, of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a female version of that kind of character. Where she was B. Arthur, but she was also...
Yeah.
Basil Fawlty's a bastard. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really is, man. And one of the greatest characters in sitcom history. She was on that show, and I can't remember what else she was on as a regular, but... All right. Well, you know my favorite, right, Esmeralda?
Friends. All right.
friends.
Yeah, you wrote it and all.
Best theme song, best TV theme song of all time.
I mean,
time.
It is.
I mean, it's the best.
It's pretty good.
It's so good.
Jefferson's was good.
Jefferson's great.
Good Times.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, now I'm getting it. You know why? Because I've got two songs in my head right now. Good Times is anytime, and it is any good time.
Hustle, temporary layoffs. Good times.
Something ripoffs.
Yeah.
Something ripoffs. Good times. Standing in the chow line.
Good times.
Ain't we lucky we got them?
Good times.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about MASH?
Oh, yeah.
Suicide is Painless, which is in the movie.
Yes.
And then they just made an instrumental version.
Yeah, I was going to say in the TV show, they don't have the words.
Right. They perform it in the movie. It gets performed in the movie during the fake funeral scene. They perform it in the movie. Johnny Mandel wrote that one.
Mm.
How about The Simpsons?
Who did that one?
Danny Elfman.
Ah.
The great Danny Elfman.
Then he did, but that's a movie, because he did Weird Science.
Well, no, I mean, he did, he did. He did Weird Science, the song Weird Science. I don't think he composed the music for it, but he did the song Weird Science.
Did he do any other TV shows?
TV shows? Yeah, he did a few, but I mean, like, he's done a ton of scores for movies.
For what's-his-face, right?
Tim Burton.
Yeah.
He did Pee-wee's Big Adventure. He did Batman, mm-hmm. which is an iconic score. I mean, he did, and of course, he's got a huge credit for Nightmare Before Christmas. I mean, he wrote a lot of the stuff for that, too. Mm. You know, that was basically him. Talented guy. Oingo Boingo was his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did The Facts of Life?
That's a good question. I don't even remember. What did you say?
The Facts of Life.
Yeah, The Facts of Life.
That's all I got.
That's all I got, too.
You guys are too. Remember, Here Come the Brides. The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle. Oh, I loved it. Sorry.
What about Love American Style? That was a classic.
Oh,
Love American Style.
That was good, too.
Greater than the red, white, and blue. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wow. We're a regular chorus here.
It's bad.
Can't
love Bobby Sherman, though. Come on.
All right. Bobby Sherman. let's see. 414 area code says the theme from the TV show Moving On. The theme song by Merle Haggard told what the show was, and take a listen. Plus, the truck was cool. Keith in Kansas says my favorite are Mary Tyler Moore. Oh, yeah, Mary Tyler Moore.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna make it after all.
Yeah.
And the Bob Newhart Show. That's Bob Newhart Show rules.
I enjoyed Taxi.
Yeah, but it was so. The thing about Taxi was that it was like really melancholy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it kind of had. It's like, oh.
I just remember, like, this is a comedy. This is not a.
Yeah.
You know. It's like.
Well, it's kind of, I was thinking it was when you're in the taxi and you're just driving by yourself down the street.
Just a relaxing little
song. Yeah.
By the way, that's one of the best shows ever, Taxi Day. It still holds up. That is a great show. All right, we got a break here. Weather and traffic, and then we're talking more TV theme songs. We got a bunch of texts coming in from you guys. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. God, was this album huge. It was so Toto 4. Massive.
Have you seen that video of that dog dancing to it?
No.
It's adorable. He's got a little Shiba Inu, so he's doing that funny little dance.
I saw the video of a dog doing the Drake thing, like outside of a car.
Right.
I saw that.
So just walking.
He's like jumping up and down to this, and he's actually kind of moving to the rhythm of the song.
Did you see the one with the cow?
No.
Or the bull? It's a bull walking next to a car.
And it's the Drake song?
Yes.
Did you see the guy who got hit by a car?
Yes.
He's okay. He was on Jimmy Kimmel.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel
last night. He's okay. And it was his best friend who drove the car.
Goodness.
And his little brother was in the car and was laughing. Didn't even know whether he was.
I mean, well. Yeah. is you shouldn't laugh until you know they're okay.
Well, it's true, but still, you're an idiot if you jump out of a moving car and start dancing in the street.
By the way, the Africa song.
Yeah.
V and a friend of his have this. Well, he's more taunting her with things related to that song. So he just sends her pictures and videos.
Of things that are described in the song?
No, just of the song.
Oh, okay.
So he'll find stuff online or whatever. The last thing he sent her was he was doing karaoke, and someone did the karaoke of Africa, and so he sent her the video.
Did he send
She's very annoyed by it all.
Did he send her the Kristen Bell Dax Shepard video?
I don't know if he has. I'll have to tell him to send her that.
That's good ammo. So, all right, Toto Twofer, the Toto Twofer. Let's see, we got some people on the line. Here's Joan on WGN. TV theme songs is what we're talking about. Hi, Joan.
Hi. Best ever score combined with graphic, Hill Street Blues.
Fantastic.
Love that one.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you guys ever come up with Facts of Life?
Yeah, we
were. Wasn't that Alan Thicke and Gloria Lorraine, his wife?
I think you're right. I think Alan Thicke did.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Alan Thicke did a lot of songs.
And Gloria Lorraine, his wife, they combined and did that one.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Joan, thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right, Hill Street Blues. Now, you know what the... Classic. Now, do you know what the competition for Hill Street Blues was? One of my favorite TV theme songs of all time from a show that was brilliant and only aired 6 episodes, got canceled, Police Squad, which was where the Naked Gun came from. The 6 episodes, this is the best ever, the best ever.
Police Squad. In color. Starring Leslie Nielsen. Also starring Alan North.
I wonder who the special guest star is on this one. That gets
and
killed.
Mark Hamilton as Abraham Lincoln. Tonight's special guest star, Lorne Greene. Tonight's episode, The Broken Promise.
And it's not that title. Like, mm-hmm. it's a different title. What was the title? The Broken Promise was...
Substantial Gift.
Thanks.
So, and every guest star, who they say, tonight's special guest star, gets killed in the opening.
Aww.
Like Lauren Green gets killed. Everybody who was a guest star on these 6 episodes gets killed. Would you like to hear a little tidbit on this one?
What's that?
It was supposed to be, originally, the setup was that, whoever the special guest star was dies in the opening credits.
Okay.
Every episode. But originally, they filmed all 6 episodes, and it was every week it was supposed to be John Belushi, but he died right before the show came
on. Aww.
Did you know that, Dan?
Wow.
It was supposed to be John Belushi every week. And somewhere is the footage of those 6 moments where, because they filmed it. They filmed it of those 6 moments where John Belushi was supposed to die every week. Now, if you have not seen Police Squad, it is really, it's genius. It's one of the funniest shows in the history of television. And if you think the Naked Gun movies are funny, and they are, the TV show's funnier.
Mm.
Seriously, the TV show is funnier. But it was up against Hill Street Blues, and people didn't know what to make of the show. People were like, what is this? Because there's no laugh track. It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's brilliant, though. So,
what's the other cop show that has a great theme song? It had Abe Vigoda.
Oh, Fish. Yeah, we played that one time. All right, well, let's see. Let's go to, here's Glenn on WGN. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Nick. I got... a couple while I was waiting for you, but it's basically Love Boat.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Yeah.
How about Alice?
Alice. Oh, yeah. God, I can't forget I can't remember the lyrics to the Alice.
Linda Lavendo was the one who actually
sang it. Yep.
And then the last one, which as soon as you hear the first 3 notes, you know which it is. Get Smart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Yep. So there you go.
All right, Glenn.
That gives you an idea how old I am.
Yeah, well, I got you. Take care, Glenn. All right. Yeah, the Get Smart. That's a great theme. That's a great
theme. That title sequence, too, is great.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. All the secret doors.
Yeah. It's great.
Here's Chuck on WGN. Hey, Chuck.
How are you?
All right.
The one I called about was All in the Family.
Yeah.
And the one that the Police Squad reminded me of was Peter Gunn and all those great crime shows from the 60s.
Well, that's what that was what the inspiration was for Police Squad. Was all of those like cop shows or those shows from the late 50s and 60s that had the big horns, you know, and all that stuff. They all of those kind of similar shows, their theme song sounded a lot alike, mm-hmm. and that's what the inspiration was for
them. Oh, the Tubes did a great medley of crime shows on a couple of their live albums back in the day, but another one that really got me was Archie and Edith.
Yeah, that's the best, man. That is one of the best theme songs of all time. Chuck, thanks for the call, and let's get one more in here, and that's Neil. Hey, Neil.
Hey, glad to talk to you finally.
All right, what's up?
One that came to my mind when you started talking about TV themes was WKRP in Cincinnati.
Right.
Yeah, that's a classic. WKRP in Cincinnati is great.
And there was and they actually had a closing theme to the show, but the deal was is nobody could ever understand what the guy was singing.
Yeah,
and then we found out later that was on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And by the way, the closing theme to KRP is a jam. And it's actually better than the opening theme. By the way, we're going to continue this tomorrow. At some point during the show tomorrow, because we have, Dan, well over 100 texts at this moment.
Oh, boy.
And I have a bunch in front of me already.
Yikes.
So we'll continue TV theme songs tomorrow. So that we'll do that a little bit tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, Esmeralda Svengoolie.
Very cool.
The one and only Rich Coase will be here. So I'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, we'll take a break. The news is coming up after this.